France has long ruled the world of wine. Sure, since at least the mid-20th century, the U.S. has tried to match the sophistication of French wines, but it's been a tough sell.
Say hello to Gallo wine.
When wine elves failed to convey sophistication, American winemakers turned to classy British actors.
I like the unusual flavor of Thunderbird wine.
If you don't recognize the Thunderbird label, it's because the bottle is usually covered with a brown paper bag.
This champagne doesn't come from France.
Even the legendary Orson Welles couldn't close the gap with the French.
Take two.
The French.
These boozy outtakes confirmed that Yankee wines were good for just one thing.
The French.
Getting blitzed.
Get rippled.
American wines deserve to be paired with food of equal sophistication, says French wine expert Jean-Noël Formeau. Something like the hamburger.
Because the hamburger is not a sophisticated dish in the sense of cooking. It's greasy, it's messy.
Hamburger Nation could never make wine like France, so it must have sounded like a cruel joke when, in 1976, a one-of-its-kind competition was arranged.
There was a tasting in Paris that French wines compared to California wines.
Mighty France versus lowly California, in a blind taste test, judged entirely by French wine connoisseurs. They would sample some of the best wine from each location and vote for their favorite red and their favorite white. Formeau says the French were confident, even arrogant.
You know, it's going to be so easy.
Only it wasn't so easy. The impossible happened. Hamburger Nation won top honors for both red and white.
And France took a slap in the face.
I was feeling like I was born again.
Mike Gergich made the winning white. It was displayed at the Smithsonian, and his story was told in a popular book. The Paris tasting made him a legend, but back then even Gergich couldn't believe he had won.
I said, are you sure it's me?
How could this American, an immigrant who fled communist Yugoslavia, shock the world? Yes, California's natural gifts and his own talent were essential, but so was something else, the freedom to create wine his own way.
Different when I came from communism, where it was not freedom. I have used American opportunity.
Gergich was raised in a small village in Croatia. He developed a taste for wine at a very young age.
To be honest, my mama switched me from breast milk at the age of 2.5 to wine. And I liked.
When Gergich arrived in California, he was nearly penniless, but he knew he was in the right place.
I already felt that there is a kind of a vibration in the air that people are trying to compete.
One of the great things that we do in America, and you hope it doesn't go away, is we have this great sense of adventure.
Squire Friedel owns Sonoma County's Glen Lyon Winery. He says California's history of freewheeling winemaking helped revolutionize the craft.
We have a great sense of let's try something new, let's try something different.
It's different in France, he says, where the government exerts control over many aspects of winemaking.
They even have tasters that come out from the government.
Formeau was an official taster for the French government. Not a bad gig.
I go to different chateaus and I taste, and the wine passes or doesn't pass.
He says the rich tradition that has produced such revered wine also has a downside.
The beauty of France is we have a lot of traditions. The problem of France, we have so many, we cannot do anything.
I suggest that you try Thunderbird. It's really delightful.
California progressed from Thunderbird to Gergich's award-winning wine in just a couple of decades. The centuries-old chasm between French and American winemakers was closing quickly.
The French were interested to understand what was going on in California.
Hamburger Nation could teach the French something about wine? How fun for Friedel to ponder, given what he used to do for a living.
I was the Ronald McDonald, the second one. That was wonderful. The day I signed the contract is the day that we put the house on the market.
Acting in commercials gave Friedel the financial security to start his own winery. And he remembers how important the Paris tasting was for the young California industry.
And that, of course, put us on the map, where no one could make fun of us anymore as the younger brother. But I think it was the 80s where everything started to ramp up very quickly. We all started to get it.
Up to 1980, America has never been the land of great food or great wine.
So in 1980, Formeau headed west.
My job was to come to California for 6 months. And it's people who say to spy.
So what did the wine spy find in California? An atmosphere of innovation.
And because of that, America has been able to create many things that have changed, really, the way wine is made today.
Innovations like stainless steel tanks or maloactic fermentation, a process Gergich helped develop, which counteracts tartness in wine.
It's extremely difficult in France compared to here that you are always tied in some rules that are either government rules or quote-unquote family rules.
Not having the rules and regulations that they have in much of Europe, and particularly in France, we're able to experiment.
Friedel recalls his first experiments.
First wines just sucked. They were not very good at all, but you learn.
First, he planted Cabernet grapes, but eventually he discovered the climate was a tad too cool for them. He switched to Syrah, and since then his Syrah has been served in some of America's finest restaurants. What if he tried this grape switcheroo in France?
You can't do it. You just can't do it.
In France, it'd be illegal for Friedel to switch to Syrah, Pinot Noir, or any other unapproved grape.
If I want to grow Pinot Noir, I want to be able to grow Pinot Noir.
Too bad. The French government decides which grapes may be planted where. The government regulates everything from alcohol content to pruning methods. The result? It's harder for French winemakers to innovate.
The French wine industry is floundering.
France still exports more wine, but look at how American exports have grown since the 1976 tasting. The U.S. and other New World winemakers are gaining market share and challenging French dominance.
I think France has been lost a little bit for a while.
Formeau grew weary of French rules and traditions.
I don't like that weight of tradition, but on the top of that, they don't like people like me who come with new ideas. It doesn't go with the establishment.
What was supposed to be a six-month reconnaissance mission has turned into nearly 30 years in a new land. Formeau quit his job as an official taster for the French government, and as co-founder of Chateau Potel, he's now a celebrated wine entrepreneur in California.
Here I felt free and I could be successful, and that's why I've been doing here what I couldn't done in France.
But don't forget about France. Formeau says global competition has forced French winemakers to step up their game, and that means better wine for all of us. For Reason TV, I'm Ted Ballacher.